We have the coveted post-lunch slot at which everyone is at their most alert and enthusiastic. But I will say that I have been just really excited and amazed at how engaged and enthusiastic everyone is by this topic. This is great to see. This is how we're going to get things done, by people being interested, people really getting into the issues and talking through them. So that's great to see. Today, this panel, this Lessons Learned panel, is based on the premise that other people have been thinking about this as well. And it makes no sense to all be working about this in our own separate silos and not be thinking about what other people are succeeding at and what challenges they're facing. If we put our heads together, if we talk about the experiences that we're facing, the similarities, perhaps we can avoid some of the same pitfalls that people have experienced elsewhere. To that end, we are going to talk about this from three perspectives. The first is the stakeholder perspective, and we have Kim Gaffett and Rick Belavance up from Rhode Island, and I'll introduce everyone individually as well. Then we're going to talk about the governmental planning perspective, and we have John Weber from the Coastal Zone Management Office in Massachusetts, and he's going to talk about the ocean management plan in that state. And then we have Glenn Marquis from Ocean Renewable Power Company to talk about the outreach for their tidal power project. I will speak very briefly about the SAMP process in Rhode Island, just so both of our Rhode Island speakers don't need to cover that, if that's all right. For those of you unfamiliar, the SAMP process is was being run by the Rhode Island Coastal Resources Management Program in that state, and SAMP is the Special Area Management Plan. And the idea of that process was that it was a regulatory planning and adaptive management tool to lay the foundation, among other things, for the offshore wind work that was going to be going on there. And as part of that, they brought a large swath of stakeholders into the room. And among them were town officials, like Kim, and representatives of the fishing community, like Rick. And so we're going to start off with Kim.